I can smile again and I don't have to worry about it. It's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out, say that.
I don't have to worry,
it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me.
It's working for me.
And I can hold my head up.
It's working.
Hey, get your confidence back. Think I don't have to worry.
It's working for me.
Hey, my faith is rising now.
It's working for me.
And although I can't see how,
it's working for me.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. We are located at 1100 Nona Street at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now to our pastor with an anointed sermon already in progress, Pastor Annie Mulberry.
So say I'm good, good enough to love myself.
So good,
good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that you are blessed.
I'm good,
good enough to handle my bills.
So good.
for you. I want you to know He's going to do it for you. He's going to do it for you. Give me time right now. I'll be a woman of God. You put it in here and here and watch your God move. Ask him about that change. You talk it to him. Don't talk it to your neighbor. Talk it to him and watch him. I've already did the protocol before the songs. The anointing of God came in and sealed the atmosphere. And now we're ready to sit and eat at his table. Many times, preachers do all their studying, preparing. Then you get there, God give you a bell. Totally opposite of work. But it takes a true preacher to say what he say. You got a many of them, I studied all week for this, I studied all year for this, so it must be the Lord. And God said, I don't want to say that. God said, I don't want to come there. God said, I want to go here. But I thank God for your anointing, lady. Oh, my God, my God. Get your Bibles out. I know we have those that stand when we're reading. And you have the right to do so. Do a whole lot of reading. I just ask you all to just hear him say, bear with me. No, I'm not going to say bear with me. Because this is the Holy Ghost. Like when you're in Bible study or Sabbath school, and you're studying the Word, so therefore you sit at your desk. But those who like to stand, it's up to you and your God. God died for the whole wide world. He's not a denominational God. He's not a he say, she say God. He said, I love all of them. I love even those that don't love me back. I love all of them. And I love them. And I died for them. Because he ain't always been saved.
Amen.
I thank him for dying for me. I thank him for giving me the Holy Ghost, giving me an opportunity to live a new life. Because I'd be burning in hell. I was walking in hell on earth. I can't afford to go to hell. It was too hot for me as it is. Children. It's not going to be before you long. Unless the Holy Ghost says different. Listen to the woman of God Sunday. So I ain't gonna have no homeowners up in here. She's saying, I ain't gonna talk about you, but I'm gonna talk about you to your face. I ain't gonna have no whores or homeowners up in here. I'm telling you, I like to jump out of my seat and get the silver. You don't get that kind of preaching no more. Everybody's sleeping and dipping and dabbing and doing what they want to do, and then they want to come in the church house and tell you what to preach and how to preach that.
There's an army rising up.
Yeah.
You have an army rising up.
26th chapter. Hallelujah. How many of you thank God for the Holy Ghost being in your presence tonight? How many of you thank God for the Holy Ghost being in your presence tonight? I want you to know he's in charge. If I'm making a mistake, you count it to him. I want you to know that he's in charge tonight. Praise God. Matthew is the 26th chapter, and I'm going to read from the 1st to the 13th verse. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these things, he said unto his disciples, you know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then they assembled together the chief priests, the scribes, the elders of all the people, unto the palace of the high priest, who was called Silas. And they consulted that they might take Jesus by subtlety and kill him. They were planning to kill him. I want you to know, lady, there's a whole lot of folks that they don't kill you with the rod and with the stick, but that deadly tongue. Yeah. That old deadly tongue that we're running around with that's in our mouth, that the Bible says that's the member that no man can tame. Yes. Yeah. Only God can tame that tongue. Yes. Fifth verse. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people. Now when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman. Happy Women's Month to all of you daughters of Zion. You finally made it, daughters of Zion. You finally made it. We've got a month that's dedicated to the women, woman of God. There came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very expensive, precious ointment, and poured it on his head. And remember, on his head. Remember that, on his head. Remember that, on his head. On Jesus' head. She poured this all on Jesus' head. She, the female, poured this all on Jesus' head. She, the female. Hold this all on Jesus' head. And he said at me. But when the disciples, this was his own, but when the disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? What is she doing up here showing off? What is going on? Lord. This was the disciples. We ain't got nothing here, but you got some men, Pastor Apostle Carey, that don't believe women ought to be up here.
That's right.
Don't believe women ought to be preaching this word of God.
Yeah.
Don't believe women should not be putting no oil on the Almighty God's head.
Set the captives
free, Lord. Thank verse. For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. We could have used that money from that oil that she's putting on Almighty Jesus, our God, But they felt we could have took that money so that we could have. We not to take it and put it about our pockets, ourselves, and put it on that. We could have took that oil that she had and pay somebody light bill. Help the sister to get some food for her children. Because their thinking was right. Their thinking was right. Read. 10 verse. When Jesus understood it. Now look what they said. He didn't say heard. They didn't say when Jesus heard it. They didn't say when Jesus discerned it. The word say when he understood. My. What are they thinking?
What are they saying? When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble the woman? Why bother the woman? For she hath worked a good work in me. He said she did a good work to me.
Amen.
Corn is all over my head.
Amen.
And remember head.
Yes.
11th verse. For ye have the poor always with you. But me, your Savior, your teacher, your master, your maker. Ye have not always. I told you already I'm getting ready to go away. 12 verse. But in that she had pulled this ointment on my body, the oil went down from the head to the body. She did it for my burial. She did it for my burial. This was a spiritual situation that they did not see. I want you to know God don't show no one man, one woman, all things. Gifts come, the calling that comes from God. He give you a little bit, me a little bit, and it's all of us working together for him, for the glory of the sheep in the body of Christ. He don't give nobody all the answers. Even Jesus walked the earth and said, I come to do this, that, the other. The will of the Father, my Father.
Yes.
I do what I saw him do. And as for me, when is it going to come back? When the time, when the end time is going to be? He said, I don't know.
Yes.
That's up into his hands.
Yes.
Verily, verily, I said to you,
yes,
whosoever, wheresoever, this gospel shall be preached.
Yes.
The woman poured the oil on his head. The woman poured the oil on his head.
Yes.
Wheresoever this gospel shall be preached.
Yes.
And the whole, not just part, Jerusalem, Judea, and the whole world, not just the United States,
right,
in the world, there shall also this, that this woman have done, be told for a memorial for her.
Glory.
And the whole wide world.
Yes.
She put the oil on his head. It's still going to be some that ain't going to let him do nothing. He said, I stand at your door and I knock. And that's where I stand, I knock. And I knock until you invite me in. And if you don't invite me in, I won't come in. But if you don't invite me in, it's on. I'm going to come pour the oil over everything. I'm going to tell you how to do to the left. I'm going to tell you what's wrong. I'm going to give you the discernment of what to do. I won't let no woman fall against you prosper. If you don't invite me in, but if you don't invite me in, I'll stand at this door and knock. I'm going to change the whole lot of our way of thinking.
Break
every chain. Break every chain.
The song said there's an army that's rising up.
Yes.
When I said, you're that army, you said, yes, yes, I am. Now that God's trying to work with you, I don't know if I am or not. My thank you, sure. He's going to have his way. St. Luke, the 7th chapter, 36th verse. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house. The Pharisee's house, the scribes and the Pharisees always wanted to do things they waited, search them out to kill them out, they wanted to stop and change things the way they think it should be. He went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat.
if they ever see you with a homemonger, or they ever see you with a liar, or they ever see you. We preachers go through all kind of everything, just trying to save souls, just trying to help people to be clean, just trying to help people to get up and rise again when the master come back and get up. He said, those in the water, the dead in the water, they gonna get up first. And then us, which are alive, we just still hanging around here. He said, we gonna get caught up with it. And that's what the preachers are trying to do. We're just trying to help you to get caught up with it. 37, and behold, there you go again. A woman in the city, which was a sinner. My. Made it plain, this woman was a sinner. Like the woman that all the men folks brought to Jesus, all the men folks, and said, Master, we caught her laying up with a man. We caught her in the very act.
Yes.
Now your word, I'll put the word back on it. Your word. And Jesus, once again, while he understood, the Bible said he was writing in the ground. And when he understood what they said, he said, all right, brother, if I got any one of y'all that ain't slept with her, if I ain't got any one of y'all that ain't trying to give us some money to put you on, if I got any one of you brothers, just one, if I just got one, you be the first to throw the stone at the sinner woman. You be the first.
Yes.
Bible say they all had to think about it.
Yes.
And say every one of them went to throw them stones down. Some of them trying to hide it. Didn't want nobody to see them.
Come on.
You'll never be the same.
Come on.
Cause he's breaking chains.
That's right.
He's breaking chains.
Yeah.
He's breaking chains. And you're that army.
Yes.
37, and behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner, when she heard that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet. Behind him, listen, protocol, at his feet. She stood behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet. I told y'all, remember about the head. This woman came as humble as you can and washed his feet with her tears, moaning and crying, so grateful to even be at his feet. And then wiped them with her hair on her head. With her hair. In those days, they wore coverings. But the Bible didn't say they wiped it with the covering. It said she wiped it with her hair. Now, when the Pharisees which had been saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, he would have known who and what manner of woman this is that's touching him. If he was a true man of God, he would know that this prostitute, this whoremonger, this whatever, this sinner woman. So what they're saying is he wasn't a real prophet. And Jesus answered and said, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto you. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which billed two debtors. The one out 500 pences, 500, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay him back, be friendly, he forgave them. Tell me now, Simon, therefore, which of them will love him the most. He's going to love him the most. One with 50 or one with 500. Simon answered and said, I suppose that be to whom he forgave most. And he, Jesus, said unto him, thou hast rightfully judged. And he turned to the woman, and then said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house, thou gavest me no water for my feet. Talking to Simon Peter.
Come on.
But she hath washed my feet with her tears, and wiped them with her hair of her head. If thou gavest me no kiss, you didn't give me no kiss. But this woman, ever since from the time I came in, has not ceased from kissing my feet. My head with all thou didst not anoint, but this woman have anointed my feet with warm with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, a lot of them, are forgiven. They're forgiven. Bring you before the court, they bring you before this one, they bring you before that one, and they talk about what you did, what you didn't do. They want to put it all up on you. But he said, when I came to you, you didn't give me no water to my feet. When I came to you, you didn't kiss me and hug me and tell me how much you love me. People today can say, I love you, love you, love you, love you. But this woman showed it. This woman showed it.